A new study out of Boston College is shedding new light on the financial challenges facing retirees. The study found less than half of current workers will have enough savings to retire at age 65. The number improves dramatically if workers delay retirement to age 70. One of the authors of the study is Professor Tony Webb of the Boston College Center for Retirement Research.
So the story is a good news and a bad news story. The problem is that, as we well know, most American workers are unprepared to retire at age 65, and that's the bad news, which is well known. The good news is that if they work until age 70, which I appreciate not all workers can do, then roughly 88% of workers, if they work until age 70, will be able to maintain their pre-retirement standard of living.
On the bad news side, I was surprised to read in the study that you found that 401ks are not necessarily providing the kind of money that workers need in terms of the fact that they're just not saving enough.
So the problem is that one half of workers aren't even in a pension period. Now, if you have a look at the other half of workers, and if you focus on workers aged 55 to 64 years old who actually have an IRA or a 401k, the average balance in that account is under $100,000. And $100,000 is going to give you a lifetime income, which is obviously not the income that these workers dreamed about.
For example, $100,000, if you need to stretch it over 20 years, is only $5,000 a year.
If you have $100,000 and you want to have a relatively low risk of outliving your wealth, then probably you can spend about $4,000 a year out of it.
So that's the bad news side. Tell us about the good news side.
So the good news is that working longer is a really powerful antidote to inadequate retirement saving. The first reason it's a really powerful antidote is that if you carry on working, the household's social security benefits increase. As a result of working from age 62 to 70, the household's social security benefits increase by 76%. The second reason it's a good idea is that it gives the household an opportunity to save more and earn returns on its investment. The third reason it's a good idea is that when the household sort of finally starts spending its money, the household can spend it down at a more rapid pace because it has a shorter remaining life expectancy.
On the other hand, I'm sure people are listening to what you just said and are thinking, but I don't want to work that long.
I have to say that I have immense sympathy for people who, for reasons of ill health or lack of employment opportunities, simply cannot work beyond 62. This brief is addressed to the majority of people who can work until after age 62. The fundamental truth is that retiring is a largely irreversible decision, and you have to be very, very sure that you're good and ready before retiring.
I have to say, in another area, I found something else pretty surprising about this study. You found that the older you are right now, for example, if you're 50 to 59, you have a better chance at having enough money to retire at an earlier age than someone who's younger. For example, someone who's in the 30 to 39 bracket. Explain that.
Yeah, we really are in relative terms, if not in absolute terms, living in a retirement golden age. And the reasons are really twofold. So, first of all, older workers are more likely to be covered by a final salary pension. The other reason is that social security benefits will be lower for younger workers as a result of the increase in the normal retirement age. And when they eventually get to retirement, as a result of increased longevity, which of course is a good thing, the household will have to eke out its wealth over a longer period.
So if you're younger, you better plan on working longer.
That's the unfortunate news, yeah.
Tony Webb of the Boston College Center for Retirement Research, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning
Edition. Okay, my pleasure.